This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it must be that time of season because we're talking about Three Corner Jacks. Once again, I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So I think first things first, we've had a lot of debate around the station recently about whether or not we actually have Three Corner Jacks in Australia. Are they a thing, or is it just caltrop weed?
Oh, no, it's a thing. It's a thing.
I was going to say, because I definitely feel like I've stepped in on three-corner jacks.
Well, you know, there's a problem with a lot of, three-corner jacks, they've got a botanic name of Emex australis. They've got other names like Cape spinach, because it originally comes from southern Africa and it looks like spinach leaves. They've got other names like double G, spiny Emex, cathead, even bindii. Now, there's another weed that is known as bindii, and that is the caltrop.
Right.
Which is another common name for, it's actually a family name, but it's used as a common name, but its actual botanical name is Tribulus terrestris. Now, what these two plants have in common are these thorny, prickly little seeds, these horrible, they're seed cases. It's the fruit of the plant, and it's a survival mechanism. You know, they can attach themselves to animals, to tires, to anything, to transport them to a new place where they can set seed and grow again, because they're all annuals. Both of these are annuals. But they look very, very, very different. The three-corner jack looks like spinach leaves. I've got the long rosettes are very long-stemmed, and then a spinach-type leaf at the end. Whereas the caltrop, or the bindii, as I call it, or Tribulus terrestris, that's its botanical name, has got these tiny ferny-like leaves. And you know when that's about, when you see the little tiny bright yellow flowers. So they look very, very different, but the effect is very much the same.
Right, so do the seed casings look very different as well?
Oh, well, look, yes, they do look very different, but they're so tiny that to the ordinary eye and to the ordinary person, it's barely noticeable. It's the effect that's noticed mostly.
Yes, for sure. It doesn't really matter what you're stepping on. If it hurts, it hurts.
It hurts, yes.
So what can we do then to get rid of these plants?
Well, these are annuals, and so, as I said before, their survival mechanism is to hitch themselves onto some form of transport. It could be the underside of your shoes, it could be your bike tires, it could be the fur on your dog, and in pasture, it can be around the mouths of stock that will eat the weeds, of course. And it causes nasty problems for stock that eat the prickles, but then they'll pass the seed case or the actual seed through their system and they'll get dropped and grow again. If you see them, you just have to get rid of them before their flowers turn to fruit. Prevention is the best method. You know, you've got to clean your equipment, your clothing, your vehicles, anything that's been used in infested areas. Hand removal. I hand remove all my bindii or Tribulus terrestris. I never had any of these weed problems until, I don't know whether I've mentioned neighbours before, but now we have neighbours. They don't tend to their garden as well as I do. Herbicides can be effective, but you have to do the spraying before the seeds are released and the seeds are released when you stand on them and transport them to the next place.
Right. Okay. So by the sounds of it, if you've already got the seeds and the spiky bits in your shoes, it's probably a little too late to take care of it because for this season anyway, the damage is done.
Yeah. If my method is for all weeds is to pull them, and I don't like using herbicides on my garden. But if you can't pull them, then you spray them. But of course, these things grow in grass. So if you spray the weeds in your front lawn, you're going to kill your lawn at the same time. This is the problem. So pull them out by hand. With the tribulus, which is a little thorny type leaf thing, they produce this beautiful tiny yellow flower. That's when you need to pull it, get rid of it. Now, unfortunately for the three-corner jack, their flower is really, really insignificant. You can barely see it. It's green. It doesn't have a stem. It grows very close to the plant itself. But you can recognise it by its, you know, very spinach-like leaves, and it spreads out like a big rosette. And it's really important to get rid of that because these leaves are big enough to hide the light of plants growing underneath them. And if you've got grass or you've got something growing in your garden and these things take over, they're stopping other plants from thriving.
Mm. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for joining me today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.